from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show.
Triple M.
Here it is, time for the podcast, the full show dump coming up in just a second, and you can get in touch with us anytime about anything at all, really.
There's no rules.
No. We just like
hearing from you. We love hearing from you.
Through Insta.
William walks us through your messages, and don't feel as though they're not being seen just because we're not discussing them.
That's right.
Sees all of the messages, and we're very thankful for you getting in touch.
Yes.
And if I do offend any of the listeners as we go along, go f*** yourself. What do you got, William?
Hey, team, big fan of the show. I know you like POV photos. This is from Seth. Sending love from Saudi Arabia.
Oh, wow.
Edge of the world.
This is great.
Seth,
oh, wow.
In Riyadh, I wonder.
Wow.
Riyadh.
He's in Saudi Arabia.
The capital.
Oh. The capital, yeah.
Riyadh.
No, it doesn't look like capital
Nicholson.
There.
I went to school with him.
That is interesting.
I'd actually love to see Saudi Arabia.
I don't think you're allowed.
It's a bit same, isn't it, just judging by that photo? A
bit deserty.
Oh, my God, you could have missed that stop along the way.
don't you think there's something interesting in that?
Oh, more sand.
No. That doesn't appeal to me, but it looks beautiful.
Yeah.
Does it?
It's a very flouncy position that this bloke's got himself into.
Don't fall off, though.
No. Yeah. What if it just erodes?
I know. What if it just crumbles? Yeah. I was thinking that.
Well, like that's the 12 apostles.
12
tossles. That's what Jesus called them.
Hang on. 12 tossles.
The 12 tossles. He's like, oh, God, I've got to have dinner with the bloody tossles. They are driving me mental. There's not one fun bloke in there.
Oh, Judas is all right.
Oh, he's all right.
Till he's not.
Yeah. He can turn.
Peter. Oh, yawn. Shut up, Peter.
No, you
Matthew will leave that one.
Yeah.
That one will be in.
Oh, and Matthew.
Like turning. I saw Christian reach for the speaker.
And Matthew is one of the great
Peters?
We still talking apostles?
No, I was talking about Matthew.
Oh.
Thank you.
Oh.
Jesus. God, he had a crew of arseholes following him around him various times.
Mm.
That's if you believe
that
Jesus ever existed.
Historically,
some people
I think
do.
There was a Jesus. But
there was a carpenter in Jerusalem whose mother was
Jerusalem.
Whose mother did beep that out.
Absolutely.
Before I end up in jail.
In Carl Sandy Lansdowne.
I've been to where Jesus is apparently buried.
I know, that's very interesting. Yeah.
See, is it down at Waverley? Where is it?
It's down the shops.
I would really like, I think that's fascinating. I'd love to go there.
It's a very interesting town.
Yeah.
Jerusalem.
I just think that's a really. Why are you looking at that?
You look like you're in pain.
I think old places like that just fascinate me.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
I would go to Bendigo.
You know I love Bendigo and Ballarat. Yeah. No, it's Ballarat.
I know, but if you like old things.
Well, I love Sovereign Hill. I've told you I'd love to keep
You know what you'd love to do? What? You'd love to go and swim in the Dead Sea.
Yeah, but I saw Carl.
Everyone floats.
I saw Carl Pilkington doing that and a giant bit of snot went onto him from someone else. No, it was someone's
like a goober.
He literally said the words goober or something. It's hilarious.
No, that's gross.
I was like, I don't want to do that anymore.
No. Yeah. What else you got, William?
From Adam. POV that I'm guessing only Shigs and Troy would understand.
Mm.
It's the inside of a business class lounge.
Oh.
And he's got the podcast playing.
Nice.
Mm. They're our people.
Yeah.
I think I recognise that. I think it's
that's
Perth.
That's one of the Qantas ones.
Yeah.
Mm.
Or is it Brisbane? Business lounge.
I think it's Perth.
Perth or Brizzy?
Perth.
Yeah, it's one of the
going,
new ones.
You'll be going one better than that soon with your platinum.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Dr. Status Credits.
Are we letting people in on what's been happening during every song and ad break over the last week?
No, Matthew. Okay. That's my private life.
Oh, right. Sorry.
That's my private life, too.
It's Travel Agent Troy over there.
Yes, you really are.
You should get a flight center.
Mention the numbers.
Have yourself a job.
Troy Ellis is a travel professional.
Turns and smiles. And
put the hat on, the pilot's hat.
He's like, cling.
Cling. His teeth sparks.
Have a great trip.
Oh, funny.
From Penny. Hey, Big Willie and gang, you talked about Jackson Hole. Not Jackson's Hole.
Jackson Hole
in America.
Yes, on the potty the other day. Yeah. It really is a place and it's super amazing. Mm. We were there in 2018, hence the POV.
It does look beautiful.
Yeah.
In their summer and we went in their winter. We'd probably
that was fresh water and ocean water there. Just see the different colours?
Yeah.
Oh, oh yeah, it is too.
How about that?
There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Jackson Hole.
Look at this thing made of deer horns. Did you see that?
Oh, wow.
A lot of deer died to go into that.
Is that real or is that like a...
I think knowing America
and
its...
I would say it's real.
And be real. Bloodlust to kill anything that moves.
And it's Wyoming.
Mm.
Is it?
I think so. W-Y?
I don't know how there's anything left alive in America.
Pardon?
I don't know how there's anything left alive. They shoot every single thing that moves.
Love the guns.
My God, what a backward country.
Mm.
And, you know, really, when you talk about, you know, people talk about Asian countries that still have the death penalty.
Mm.
Well, you don't have to look too far in America to find a bloke today that's being put into a gas chamber. They are one of the most primitive, brutal countries in the world, America.
I read something recently that they had run out of the lethal injection and they had
started hanging them.
Firing squad.
Yeah. Idaho had started.
Idaho. Yes.
Honestly.
Is
that the country we want to hitch our wagon to?
They're actually moving backwards every day.
It's very odd. Hang on, I want to touch on that.
Which part?
Hitching our wagon to the US. The alternative is China.
Thank you. Okay. Finally, some sense.
Oh, right. Paul Keating style.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, had you joined our WhatsApp call?
Oh, you
weren't
on our WhatsApp call yesterday.
Yeah, so I got a notification after the fact that Marty started a group WhatsApp call.
Yeah,
and
it
I'm
was
like,
fun.
Oh, he's probably accidentally hit the button.
I understand why you would think you actually had
a conference call?
Yeah, we all had a conference. I was making dinner, actually.
And we spoke about how you would have been sleeping at the time.
I think I was.
What time was it? Around 2:30?
No, it was 6:30. Because I was making dinner.
Still would have been asleep,
There's a six-hour window there.
I thought you were pushing through bifasal.
Oh, you don't know how miserable I've been.
No, we have no idea.
I've got an idea.
I see you every day.
Look.
I know what miserable looks like. Jesus, I'm having a whiskey. What time was that?
That was 5:45.
Yeah, there you go.
Early whiskey.
Yeah.
Settle the stomach.
That Jackson Hole arch is made up of elk antlers.
Oh, how wonderful. Oh,
and
there's
a steel framework and it needs to be rebuilt every 50 years.
With new elk. It actually looks...
2,000 antlers.
It actually looks impressive.
There's 2,000 antlers in that.
I don't think I want to walk up an archway of death.
That's a strange noise.
That was that?
Troy's mouth.
It was my mouth.
What was your mouth?
I was sucking in some air and I went... I can't actually replicate it.
It sounded like a percussion instrument.
I didn't mean to do it.
Where does that come from?
The woodwind. I was very good at the woodwind instruments.
Well, you're very good at the flesh oboe.
Speaking of...
It's a master stroke.
We've been messaged by so many people that thought none of us caught the fact that Matthew said penis butter the other day.
Penis butter?
Yeah.
But then it was in the podcast notes, which I found amusing, that you knew that you'd said it.
I know, yeah. That's what I say.
Matthew turns to his laptop and goes...
because there's so many things that he doesn't write down and he's written down penis butter. Does anyone want a coffee?
Oh, my God. Can someone focus in this room?
Oh, I'd love it. Can I please have a strong flat white? Anyone else?
No, I'm fine, mate.
All right. Thank you, Nick. So Matthew said penis butter and everyone thought it was like a slip of the tongue. You meant it.
Mm. Yeah, of course. Yeah. I say penis butter and vagina mite.
Oh, jeez. Oh, slow down.
Look out for the other thing
you say about vagina.
No means no.
I must have missed that original conversation because I don't recall any of it.
Oh, I do.
Look out for something that Matt says at the very end of fact check in today's Full Show Dump.
Formula One driver.
Boy. Maybe, yeah. Mm. Yeah, there's a lot going on in that comment.
Very confused.
About a distant cousin of Charles Leclerc.
Yeah.
Boys.
Sean. G'day, Wilbo Baggins. Catching up on the pod. Two things. Papi Troy's detective name should be Dick Troisi.
Yes!
How good is that?
That's very good.
That's funny.
Well done, Sean.
Dick Troisi.
Dick Troisi's here.
Dick Troisi.
Dick Troisi.
On the case.
Dick Troisi.
Why did Dick Troisi come out yesterday?
Because I thought it was Liverpool where that photo was.
Oh, that's right. You googled the name of the venue.
I think it was Hangar 23 was the name
Dick
of the venue.
Dick Troisi.
Mario says, morning, you gang of laugh thieves. Spotted this from Channel 7 News. No respect for our man, David Woywood. And when we were watching Channel 7, we noticed the same thing because the slug that appears underneath David Woywood says US correspondent.
Yes.
And as we know now, he is bureau chief.
5 minutes to go.
So we really need...
I'm surprised they haven't updated that for David. It's a big job role and he deserves his full title.
Is he a boss?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's running the bureau.
He's the top guy in the US for
that them. Is huge.
He's a boss,
Robert Penfold did it for years for Nine.
For
I mean,
right?
Years. Years.
Decades.
Decades.
Yeah. So he's not coming back, is he?
Robert
Penfold. Well, he could.
No, David Wayward.
Oh, not in the short term.
No, but that's a great job that he's got.
Oh, it's a great job.
He's years from the couch.
I mean, you either want to be there or Europe. There's nowhere else.
Yeah. I'd prefer to be in Europe, I have to say.
Me too.
Bit less shooty.
In the current climate.
Yeah, everything's just a bit closer. You can whiz down to Paris for the weekend.
Well, and David would be living the life. You know, a lot of what people don't know about journalists is most of them are alcoholics.
No. Not David.
Oh, some say of them David. Are. Some David would agree with me. Mm. He'd have a couple of red wines. Eating sushi on a rooftop in LA. Yeah.
Remember when David first arrived in Nashville and his hair was quite unkempt?
Yeah.
Day two, he's
fixed it. He was in a rush to get there, though.
Mm. No, he was busy.
The story first, and then worry about hair and makeup.
Absolutely.
Spot on.
Yeah. The ultimate professional, David Warwood.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
From BJ.
Hey, hang on. Did he get our voucher to go to DJ Grand Smiley's restaurant for dinner?
Oh, here we go.
Been an ongoing drama.
Are you kidding?
So I have an update.
Please.
Oh, wow.
So we thought we could just email it to him. Yeah. Apparently we couldn't email it to him, so I had to get the postal address.
And that's not on George. That's on the restaurant. They don't do emailed vouchers. You have to purchase it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Where are we at now?
Mailing address. It bounced back a few times. So we've just agreed that next time David's in LA, he's going to drop past the restaurant and pick it up himself.
Oh, what a gift. Hey, we've got something for you. If you wouldn't mind, just swing past the restaurant and grab it for yourself.
But couldn't he just book dinner there and go there and then send us the voucher?
Bill. Send us a receipt.
Yeah, we'll pay.
Like, he doesn't need to pick up the voucher. He can just go there and then...
If you'd like to get involved in the process, by all means, jump on the chain.
I think he'll work that out for himself too.
Well, I'm surprised.
He'll work that out, that if he has dinner, he can then say, oh, there should be a voucher here under my name, Hollywood.
He doesn't need to go pick it up with Hollywood.
He's bureau chief. He'll figure that out.
Is DJ Grant smiling?
From BJ. Hi, guys. Long-time listener, first-time contributor. Good on you, BJ.
BJ.
Not my best clap.
I was watching South Park last night, and I didn't realise that Will had a part, and then he sent through a screenshot from South Park. Looking at a screen.
Of course, it's a parody, parodying William's spitting of the coffee.
Yeah.
Last week.
What character is this?
I don't know.
I think that's Butter's dad.
It's very similar to what
it
you said.
It's
in
almost
here.
Uncannily
identical to the day that you spat coffee everywhere. If you haven't seen that, just scroll back down through the Instagram and you'll find it.
Similar hairstyle, too.
Yeah. Tease for tomorrow, I have an answer from the Hey Hey It's Saturday account about who the mystery woman in the middle was.
How wonderful.
Tease for the socials.
Oh, good.
For the socials.
On air tease. That is.
Because you can't remember, Marty. You can't remember.
I remember doing it, but I don't remember the details of it.
You're so young in it.
I know.
Because it's years ago.
I know.
It was an impressive knife you had.
Yeah, it was an impressive
knife. You still have it?
Yeah, I've still got to kick it around the garage somewhere.
You'll find it soon.
Are you cleaning that garage out?
God, please don't remind me. Yeah. It's actually overwhelming. Mm. I need Marie Kondo.
Of course.
Yeah. Doesn't spark joy.
Yeah.
You need to see what sparks joy in your garage.
I don't think any of it does.
From Pat. Hey, Will, strange request. I'm doing a presentation on body image for uni. Yeah. Your segment on Greek statues was very interesting. And I want to
use
it.
It's been for him.
No, it's not.
Oh God.
You slab. Slab.
Is anyone keeping a count on how many slabs you have to buy?
Yeah, no.
Heaps.
I want to use it for my assignment, says Pat. Mm. Where did you get the article so I can reference it? I don't think I can reference the Marty Sheargold podcast in my reference list.
Why not? Why not?
I would have really enjoyed
that.
Where did we find the...
I punched it through. It was on Lad Bible.
It'll be in our WhatsApp.
I've sent him the link, but there'd be better sources within the Lad Bible.
Yeah. Mm. We'll just Google it, shouldn't you?
Yeah, probably be able to find it.
No, but you're right. I mean, why is he right to us?
I think
because there's lots of articles about it, because there are lots of articles about it, but he probably wants the quotes
specific
from those scientists.
I mean, if I was going to Google it, I'd ask the question, why do Greek statues have small penises?
Yeah, that's right. That's what I would do.
Enter.
Yeah, and see what comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Finally
from Luke. I've snuck in.
Mm.
Phoner idea.
Mm.
Ruin a movie title by changing a word.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he sent me this as well.
And he said instead of Some Like It Hot, becomes Some Like It Moist.
Let's have
so
a go.
I think Troy should kick us off with an example.
Yes.
The sweet potato.
Independence Week. Independence Day.
It's a solid start.
So it has to still make sense. Like,
yeah, but you ruin it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've got one.
Yeah.
The dimmer.
The Shining.
The Shining.
That's so good.
That's pretty good.
It's like opposites. It's like opposite. Now we're just doing opposites.
Yeah.
I can't think of a single move.
One flew over a magpie's nest.
That's good.
It's good.
I really just wanted to hear Troy ever go.
No, keep it going.
What are you Googling?
Just movies. I can't think of a movie.
The Unenthusiasm of the Christ.
Go on, Loza.
I can't think of a movie, a single
Brave
movie.
Fart.
That's good.
For the older gentleman in the room.
Brokeback Hill.
Yeah, no.
Not as good.
It's like Broken Hill, the town.
It does.
Yeah. Bottom Gun.
Bottom Gun.
Not bad.
That's what Matthew's called.
William.
William, please. Fingers.
Roll the dump.
All right, let's get into the full show dump. Get in touch with us. Get in touch with us through Insta.
That's Gun Bottom.
Very different, Matthew.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Hi, Marty.
Good morning, Troy.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. The all-new Friday.
The all-new Friday.
Yes. You're sneaking out tonight?
Well, I actually had I made some pizzas last night and had a bottle of red wine. So
how wonderful.
I started early this week, so maybe not tonight.
On the all-new Thursday.
Correct, I know. Well, we're on holidays tomorrow.
We are. Yeah. So we're all doing whatever we want this
week. That's right. Exactly.
You guys went to Glamour on the Grid last night to launch the 2023 Australian Grand Prix.
Yeah, that looked fun.
How was it?
It was glamorous.
Was it?
Yeah.
Who was the most glamorous person there?
Oh, gosh. There was one girl, I'm not sure what her name was, but she had the most stunning dress on that I've ever seen in my life. It was like a silver metallic. Look like she's going to the Met Gala.
It wasn't Matthew, was it?
Do you know what? I think it was. I thought you were going, Matthew.
I thought you were going, Matthew.
No.
I was invited. You weren't invited?
Yeah. You weren't either, were you?
Well, we don't know.
No, I wasn't.
I don't know what's going on that guest list.
It doesn't matter, Matthew. You know what I mean? Would you have gone?
Oh, well, to stand on the pit would have been quite
fun. He's a big F1 guy.
I forgot you're an F1 guy.
He's coming to the Grand Prix with us tomorrow.
I probably like F1 a little bit too much for that crowd. I'd be there in the garage as one.
You're a bit nerdy with the cars. But that's good.
It was a very fun night, though.
Yeah, we saw Tim McDonald, who is a big F1 nerd as well.
Yeah.
He's got a podcast.
Tim McDonald, of course,
from the cheap seats.
How's he going?
Very good.
Good young bloke.
Wonderful to catch up with him.
Mm-hmm.
Good to see him out and about.
Mm. Yeah.
That sounds like a bit of fun.
Who
was the best dressed bloke there?
Oh,
tough.
That is tough.
You looked very handsome.
Yeah, you had the tux on.
Thank you.
Will had a tux.
Yeah. It's probably you, Will.
Oh.
I had a good chat with David Zaharakis about Survivor, actually.
Did you? Wow, what a night you had.
Oh, yeah.
DC! I'm so sorry I missed it.
Top 6 at 6.
Oopsies. Oh,
there you go. That's pretty seamless for Thursday.
I think that was as good as it gets.
Really?
Get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au.
Thank you, Toyota.
Toyota.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Toyota. Coming in at number one, Gillon McLachlan has revealed the AFL is working on using microchip technology to eliminate umpiring errors. Oh, this is interesting.
Mm.
Sports broadcaster pioneer David Hill helped create World Series cricket, and he now works for the Formula One, and he hopes they will have something in a matter of weeks.
That's quick.
Weeks.
Is this the guy that did
cricket?
Hawkeye.
David Hill. I've not heard of him.
If you worked with the cricket.
Yeah. Like for LBW.
What do they call it when they send it up?
Hotspot?
No, LBW Hawkeye decisions. What's that called? Well, you've got Snicko and Ultra Edge. And
then they go, let's have a look at... Oh,
what's, yeah, rock and roll it, please. And then we're waiting
for... Do you do an Indian accent?
DRS Nails, South African.
I'm not going to lie. Just initially...
Rock and roll it, please.
Oh, right there, you did it again.
There it is.
It does sound Indian when you do that. And I don't know that you can do Indian.
Wouldn't... I was...
South African.
Do it again, please. South African. Please. No.
South African is difficult to know.
It's a very hard one. Beta. Yeah.
It's just ball tracking, isn't it? They don't have a name for it.
Eagle eye.
Cherry? No.
What do I call it? Hawkeye.
The tennis has hawkeye.
You were thinking of MASH.
Yeah, I'm thinking. Hawkeye? Radar?
We all need to sleep more, I know. I think.
No, I just can't remember the name of it.
Well, wait for ball tracking. That's what they say, isn't it?
All right.
That ball thing might be good for a situation like North Melbourne Fremantle.
That is exactly why they'll be microchipping umpires. Coming in at number two, the state government will soon extend its e-scooter trial, Matthew, across Melbourne, permitting both private scooters and younger riders to take part in the program.
Yeah.
What's the age limit now?
It's currently, 18 to be riding one of these Lime or Neuron ones.
Yeah.
But this means you can have your own private one. They can only be ridden on roads up to 50 to 60 kilometres an
hour. And how young can they be?
16 now.
Okay. Interesting.
Which is when you can get your L's. So that's when you start getting trusted with...
I suppose there's no difference to seeing a kid riding behind his dad on a push bike.
And there's a lot more bike lanes around now too.
Not only in the city, but
even in my area.
Do not start me.
Yeah. No, no,
they pay no rego, they wear lycra. Three, the latest National Community Attitude Survey, or the NCAS, has revealed a quarter of Australians believe that a woman who does not leave an abusive partner is partly to blame if the violence continues.
I can't believe that.
That is oversimplifying it, isn't it?
Yeah, I reckon.
It's a quarter of... A quarter of... And this was a study with 20,000 people involved in it.
Yeah.
It's
quite amazing.
And a quarter of them think that if a woman doesn't leave an abusive partner, she's partly to blame if the violence continues.
I'm shocked by that
figure.
That's
astounding.
Yeah.
Coming in at number four, a vet has called for South African burble dogs.
Bauble.
To be banned from suburban homes after a two-year-old girl was mauled by her family pet.
We looked at these dogs yesterday, I think, off-air.
Well, then Troy was telling us they were originally bred to hunt lions.
Yeah, they're from South Africa.
They're Burbles.
I wouldn't do the accent.
Troy doesn't get a much
don't drift into
than
Indian.
They're big dogs.
Look at the neck and chest on
it. I thought it was Rhodesian Ridgebacks that were...
I think they were as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they both were. It's in the same part of the world.
Look at the size of that thing.
Big boy.
Why would you have a dog like that in your backyard? You're just courting disaster.
You don't see many of them around.
I don't reckon I've ever seen one.
No.
Number five, influencers in France could soon be banned from promoting cosmetic surgery on social media, with the government set to make it mandatory for them to label filtered images.
This is really good.
This is a good idea.
There are some filters out there that look so realistic and it just is so bad for people's body dysmorphia, especially young girls. It's the whole new magazine culture.
Absolutely.
It's just, it's really, really damaging.
Make everyone feel bad about themselves.
Exactly.
It's rife. I mean, you can imagine how I feel every time I scroll through Instagram.
How do you feel?
Pretty heavy.
No, Marty.
10 seconds. A major UCLA study says that at least 65 species of animals laugh.
That's
not if they're watching Sam Pack.
Top six. Sporting news in just a second. What's on the way, Will?
Thank you, Troy. Just an early live fact check because we're talking about
William.
The football ball chip technology.
The microchip technology the AFL is looking at for umpires.
That David Hill would be involved in.
Yes.
So he wasn't involved in Hawkeye. That was first used in a test match in 2001.
Okay.
And that's what they used to call it for LBW decisions.
Hawkeye.
It's now just called ball tracking technology.
I thought it was called Hawkeye.
But David Hill was involved in a lot of things that moved sports forward, particularly in the US. So he was involved in the glowing hockey puck.
Nice.
Because that was hard to see.
Yeah.
And then the first down line superimposed on an American football field. Still use. It's vital today.
Totally. Otherwise, you're relying on the chains on the sideline.
Yeah. Australian-born guy. And he's been massive in Fox Sports.
I wonder if he did the zinger bales.
Oh, good one.
I bet he did. I bet he did the zinger bales.
That was him.
More sport coming up in just a second.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Time for your sporting news now. The wide world of wheel. What's happening, William?
Thank you, Troy. Big game tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Western Bulldogs, Brisbane Lions at Marvel.
Oh, Jesus. If the Bulldogs lose this, they're none and three.
Jungle drums.
The jungle drums. And no Luke beverages for me, thanks.
Nah. Well, he's swung the axe.
Has he?
So Sam Darcy, Luke's son, has been dropped.
Has he?
Including Riley Mess. I can't speak this morning.
You're
Riley
fine,
West
mate.
And Toby McLean have also been omitted.
Okay.
Taylor Duray will miss with illness, but they've got some big ins. They've got Adam Treloar, Rory Lobb, and Jason Johannesson all back in.
Right.
Of course, Josh Dunkley playing his old club. It will be heated tonight.
Well, how old's Sam Darcy? He's still very young.
Second year, yeah.
Yeah. So he's just learning that, you know, AFL football is elite and
yeah,
there's a consistency and da-di-da-di-da. Yeah. Someone will be in his ear, preferably Luke, saying, mate, this happens.
Yeah. Coverage starts tonight from 7 on Triple M. Darce and BT will be calling that one with Nathan Brown, Kate McCarthy and Abby Holmes, so make sure you catch it.
Yes. Are you doing any over the weekend?
I'll be producing on Saturday, but I don't think I'll be calling for the first couple of months. But
well, we'll see. Let's not say never.
I'm first reserve. I'm the Daniel Ricciardo.
Oh, I love that.
Nice.
Just in the wings.
Maybe I should call.
I'd love to hear that.
It would definitely knock William out of the spot.
We should all have a go.
Down the road. Oh, William told me he was going to have a go. Can I have a go?
Can we do like a listener special where we call a game?
That would be fun. Good Friday, perhaps.
Oh, Marty.
Your face.
Oh, good Friday. You know what I think when you do that sort of stuff? It's just more work.
It's a bit
soon. Guys do it, though. I think it'd be excellent.
But it's good your show.
It's your show, Marty. You can't make the guys do everything.
I'll tell you what we can do.
What can we do?
Team Whispers.
I don't know what's real anymore.
DC, is it possible for that to be done in stereo? So if you're in your car, it moves across like that.
Now that's work.
Side to side.
That would be excellent.
Yeah.
And as frightening.
Very. Would be.
As predicted, no Dustin Martin or Jacob Hopper tomorrow night. Big game against Collingwood. I think all general admission tickets have been sold out for that one.
What's wrong with Dusty?
Hammy. I think he's okay, but it's just a bit of a 6-day break. They don't want to take any risks kind of situation.
Because, geez, they would have liked him to be playing. Collingwood, the real deal.
Oh, yeah. And Jack Ginnivan can't crack the side.
I'm amazed.
He'll return through the VFL from his suspension. Craig McRae citing the importance of some game time before he gets back to the elite level.
Remind me what his suspension was.
It was the drug.
Oh, Jesus, that's right.
Mm. Darcy Moore had to front up in his first week as captain.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. But he went to the club, didn't he, Jack Ginnivan, and said, this is what I've done.
Fronted up, did the interview with 7.
That's right.
Yeah, did all the
right. And now he can't make his way back into the first.
No, but it might be temporary.
Yeah, but also they're on a very good thing right now, Collingwood. Why would you mess with it, you know?
Oh,
gee, you're good. Nice. Yeah. Gee, you're good, Loz.
Yeah.
That just makes sense.
It does.
Speaking of Collingwood, Brody Meierczyk with his dislocated finger is a chance to miss. Ash Johnson would be the likely replacement. So all eyes on the MCG tomorrow night. A new report from Sam McClure in The Age today. A 4:40 p.m. fixture is likely for the grand final this year.
Scoop!
He reports. Scoop. That's his scoop.
No.
Channel 4:40, 7.
4:40 too late for you, Loz?
I don't want that. I like it. 2:10.
To 2:30 is the current starting time.
Someone with a Chinese dentist time.
Something with a 2 in front of it.
Channel 7 indicate that if it were to move that 2 hours and 10 minutes, it could generate a 50% increase on television audience.
Could it?
3 mil to 4.5 is the estimate.
Really?
Well, last year was 1 million fewer viewers than the 2 night grand finals that preceded
it. Because we were in lockdown.
There was lockdown and there was a worse game than the 2 games before it.
Mate, that grand final last year, we were back in the September 10 at halftime, weren't we?
That was horrendous, that game.
I think we were, yeah.
Or certainly halfway through the third quarter.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, it was five goals at quarter time.
Oh, my God. It was over. We were just like, Jesus.
Okay. I'd had a couple of beers by then.
Mate, we were steaming hot. You were lady in front of me wore a beer.
She did.
But also, sit out. Yeah, stop moving around so much.
It was an accident.
You sure was.
You were very apologetic.
I was, but also, she sort of deserved it. Her attitude sucked when she had a beer poured down her back.
Oh, did it.
Tell you who doesn't suck. Who? Josh Giddey.
Yeah, Josh Giddey. What's he done now?
Career high 31 points against Charlotte yesterday. It was a roller coaster of emotions for the young Melbourne kid.
Well, that's life.
He missed a crucial late free throw that would have taken the game potentially to overtime.
Right.
And they lost it 137-134. We're at the pointy end, so these are all really important games. In a playoff scrap are the Thunder between Pelicans, Lakers and Mavericks, and they play the Pistons today at 11.
Missing a free throw would drive him crazy.
Yeah. Scores would have been level.
That's all these guys do.
Yeah.
Regulation. Stand on the free throw line and shoot. He'd hit 9 out of 10, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
There'd be times he'd hit 10 out of 10.
If there was no pressure and no fatigue.
Yeah, all of that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just factors, isn't it?
Yeah.
So catch him today at 11.
Oh, so have we got anything to watch this morning?
Not really.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, can we make something up?
We'll put
Let's watch
on.
Dunkirk again.
Yeah. That is the back page, 6:30 news. Oh, hang on. Before we go to the news, DC's put something together for us. Do you want to hear it?
Listen.
Let's have a listen. Take that out. Here it is.
FM stereo. It moves around.
Nice, DC.
Time to get jiggy with it. Because the heat is on. It's time for a three-way.
When it's in a freeway.
$200 could be yours from Repco. Take the trip your car's been dreaming of this Easter with great deals from Repco and make your holiday stress-free catalogue on sale right now, Marty.
You're mad if you don't at least grab the catalogue and have a look through it.
Yeah.
You can always head down over the Easter break.
I think I'm going to head to Repco today, actually.
What a great idea.
Do you need something?
A car cover, because I'm going to leave the car outside for 10 days.
What a great idea.
That's where I get it from Repco.
A really good idea.
You'll find a very affordable car cover
at
Repco. I'm sure.
Definitely.
David is in Geelong this morning with his last crack at it. Hello, David.
Good morning, all, and thank you for the vote of confidence there, Marty.
That's okay, David. I mean, I was just mucking around, building some drama. This is it, David.
I understand the process.
It's a $200 Repco voucher. I'd love to give it to you more than anything, mate.
And I'd love to take it too.
I mean, it's not that you've been a disaster, David. It's just, I mean, the bloke yesterday was red hot.
Yeah.
Wasn't it better?
Just been unlucky.
We'll see how we go.
Good luck.
Ben and Karam.
Ben, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How are you feeling, Ben?
Yeah, not too bad.
You must be slightly confident against David.
Oh, yeah,
I'm just fucking around, David.
Feel free to trust me.
What do you do for a living, Ben?
I'm a landscaper.
Oh, lovely. There moving rocks. What material makes you the most nervous, Ben?
Probably concrete.
Yeah, correct answer. It's what all the landscapers say.
This is unfair.
Why?
This is ironic too. My son's a landscaper.
Oh, well, there you go.
There you go, David.
Small world. Here we go. Curveball question sent in via the Instagram by Vision Landscapes.
Yeah.
What are the chances of this?
We've got a landscaper
on
it.
You couldn't script it.
You really couldn't.
But it has been scripted.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you could script it, but as it turns out, it has been heavily scripted. David v. Ben, name is your buzzer. Here we go. Question one. Stiple, stamp, exposed.
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
It's all concrete finishes.
Yeah! The landscaper!
Oh, he had an advantage there.
Swings in.
Ben, is it called stipple?
Yeah, stipple.
Yeah.
Stipple. My apologies to the landscapers.
This is for
it's
the
called
weed.
Rigged, I think. It's called rigged.
Oh, hang on, David.
I can't believe that question. I know we can't help it.
It's one of the chances.
Just what happens, mate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ben to win it here.
David to stay in it. Here we go. David Parkin, Brett Ratton, Michael Voss. Yes, Ben.
They're all, they coach Carlton.
Oh. Yes!
David, can we have it back one more time?
No, that's the rules.
Thanks for trying, David.
5 seconds. Stand by two.
It's all just a little bit of history.
On this day.
We're up to March the 30th today, Marty.
On this day in 1842, anesthesia.
You struggle with
it. It is
that,
a big word, anesthesia.
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 Is used for the first time in surgery. God, could you imagine being the first bloke? They said, hey, you don't have to bite on the stick. We've got something for you.
Really?
Because I'm not going to lie, I was nervous. I was worried about having my whole leg amputated and just chewing on a stick.
Would you want to be the first, though?
Yes.
No, you will wake up, we hope.
If the alternate is biting on a stick, I want to be the first.
Yeah.
And if I don't wake up, I don't wake up.
Yeah.
I actually don't care because I know this surgery, I'm going to get an infection anyway and die.
Yeah.
Especially
because none of you blokes have washed your hair.
That's right.
And you don't have a hairnet on. 1964 Jeopardy premieres on US television. I'll still have a look at Jeopardy if it's on
there. I like Jeopardy.
Mm.
What channel is it on here?
It's on because I see it.
Oh. It's on Foxtel, I think.
It's on Foxtel,
right. Did it ever have a go in Australia?
Yeah, it had a go in Australia.
Yeah,
didn't it have a reboot at some point as well?
Yeah, I can't remember who hosted it.
Larry Ender.
I was going to take a guess and say Grant Denyer.
Oh, Grant Denyer.
Oh, well, you're probably not a bad guess.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't reckon it's been in the last 20 years.
No, I don't recall it.
1981, US President Ronald Reagan is shot in the chest outside a Washington, D.C. hotel by John Hinckley Jr.
I forgot that he was shot, Reagan.
Yeah, I was spectacular at the time. And that bloke's only just starting to come out of psychiatric care
40 years
over
off.
The last few years.
Mm.
1996, Victoria re-elects the government of Jeff Kennett for a second term.
Oh, very good. Very good. Yeah. Hello, Jeff.
I knew your dad.
No, you didn't, Jeff. No. It's not Fifi Box I'm having lunch with. It's Lauren Barry. 2003, a law banning cigarette smoking in all places of employment, including restaurants and bars, went into effect in New York City.
Yeah, I remember. I was there around that time, and I remember coming back from being out. I don't stink.
Yeah.
I don't smell like smoke.
God.
It's great.
Jeez. Used to have breakfast in a cafe and smoke 2 feet from the table next to you.
There was like smokers areas and non-smoking and it was literally the table next to you.
Yeah.
It was like...
Oh, you're in the smoking area, are you, sir? Gee, you really love smoking. Birthday, Celine Dion's turning 55 today.
Is she only 55?
55. Her face is 82.
Well, she's having an issue now.
Oh.
Let's remember.
Okay. MC Hammer's turning 61.
Good pivot.
And Eric Clapton's turning 77.
It's on this day for March the 30th.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Researchers at the University of CLA.
UCLA.
I started it so badly. Have identified 65 species of animals who make play vocalizations or what we would consider laughter.
Good.
65.
65 animals laughing. They're obviously not laughing at Tommy Little.
Oh.
Why?
We've known for a while. Tommy would like that, wouldn't he? He wouldn't be worried about that.
You're just saying names now anyway.
Tommy.
There's no meaning behind it.
Well, there is if you've seen his show.
You're not helping, Loz.
Yeah, that's your fault, Lauren.
That was your fault.
You walked in right
I didn't have to say that until you chipped in and defended him.
You're encouraging him.
We've known for a while that apes and rats laugh. I've known a few of those. But others may come as a surprise, along with a long list of primate species, domestic cows and dogs.
Cows laugh?
Yes.
The old Jersey cow.
Foxes, seals, mongooses.
Really?
Mongoose.
And three bird species laugh as well.
Well, kookaburras.
Well, of course. Oh, the study also revealed many bird species can mimic human laughter, but that's not the same as making their own play.
Not kookaburras.
Right.
Yeah. Lyrebirds.
Lyrebirds.
Yeah.
They're not laughing. They're mimicking, which is what most people do when they see Rove.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.
What was stuck inside you is the question we're asking now. I know you've got a story about Footscray coming up later, Loz.
Brought it on air.
One 1-3-3-5-3. What did you have stuck inside you?
William, you've got something stuck inside you at the moment.
Well, it's natural. I've got a tear in my shoulder that's been leaking fluid that's led to a 3.5-centimetre cyst in my shoulder.
In your shoulder.
And that's natural.
Well, it's stuck inside me. It's not a foreign object.
Right. And this is years in the making too, isn't it?
About 10 or 15 years, they estimate.
Years ago, we talked about a bloke whose car ran over a stick and it went up through the floor pan of his car and then in through his thigh.
Oh,
we should find that photo.
That photo was one of the most grotesque, stuck-in-you photos I've ever seen.
I could not believe it. But, you know, I once, it will take little things because I once got a little piece of pencil lead stuck in my finger for ages.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm hoping for more than that. I'm not going to lie.
How long about a splinter?
like a couple of years.
Oh, well, that's different.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that is different.
Yeah.
I was expecting hours.
Took it out at Big Lunch.
What was stuck inside you? Call us 133-53 or get in touch through Insta.
A woman who had a marigold seed lodged in her cheek has shared footage of the moment it finally popped out of her salivary gland after 3 weeks. Ooh. Oh, no, thank you. 22-year-old Alexa Hendricks from Kentucky went viral on TikTok after detailing how the particle ended up embedded inside the inside of her cheek while she was eating a salad topped with edible flour.
Right, okay.
Sorry. You left in the dust
unless I stuck by you. Posty.
Always delivers. I think your love would be too. She posted the first story about the crisis.
Yeah.
A few days after she ate at the restaurant. If you look closely, you can see there are little flowers with like stems on them. So I was eating the salad and I was almost done and I had a few more bites left and all of a sudden I felt this prick in my cheek inside my mouth.
Don't.
Well delivered.
Probably Richard Wilkins.
The waiter.
Alexa. Oh, everyone's Alexas will be going off. Alexa, turn off the lights.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, no.
Alexa, play Triple M.
That's all it is.
Triple M is playing.
How could it be working?
Or maybe you're playing it.
Oh, I did too.
Alexa used her tongue to feel the inside of her cheek, could feel something sharp sticking out. When she went to feel it with her finger, it was deeper into her cheek.
Oh, no.
Yeah, what was stuck in you? 13.
1-3-3-5-3.
Wow, this would have to be one of the most boring stories I've ever
heard. No, it's not.
No, it is.
No, it's actually not.
Let's get to her grab. It wasn't until March 22 when the marigold seed worked its way out of her cheek that she was eating an apple.
Oh, I just got it out. My God. Oh, my God. That has been in my cheek.
Imagine how satisfying that would be.
Who's the other guy?
Her boyfriend.
Oh, right.
Like she went to specialists. She went to the dentist. He was like, it's just trauma from the prick.
Are you telling the whole story now? Start again. Back from the top.
Yeah. Lee in Cranbourne North with us, Marty.
Hello, Lee.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Wonderful, mate. Lee. What was stuck in you, Lee?
I had a corkscrew go into my foot. That's a little prickle.
Oh.
And then 2 years later, it came out my neck.
What?
No, okay.
Hang on, what's happening?
So, a corkscrew is a type of prickle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So a little triangle head on it and a corkscrew tail.
And it literally went up through your body and came out your neck?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Jesus. Wow.
That's, what a journey for it. That. It's like the magic school bus.
How did it do that, Lee?
I just worked its way through somehow, and I had a big pimple on my neck, and I squeezed it, and I had a cunt.
Jesus. That's the strangest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I know. Well, it was stuck inside him.
It sure was.
Until it wasn't.
I don't know how that would work.
No. Tom in Surry Hills with us, Marty.
Hello, Tom.
G'day, team. How are you?
Good. Hello, Tom. What was stuck in you, buddy?
I was a barber for a long time, and it's not uncommon to get a little hair splinter stuck inside your hand.
Oh, that sounds gross.
I had this one hair splinter go in that I kind of lost track of.
Yeah.
Down the line, I feel a little tingle in my foot and slide my boot off and pop a little pimple, and out comes the hair from a month ago.
Oh, my God. What? Came out your foot.
Yeah.
They just travel around in you.
Yeah.
And then you feel a little pimple, squeeze it, and whatever it was pops out.
The ultimate, ingrown squeezing.
Oh, but a hair splinter from a stranger.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Macca in Deer Park, Marty. Hello, Macca.
Macca.
Yeah, g'day, guys. There you go.
Good. Wonderful, Macca. What was stuck in you, mate?
Spike on the top of a catfish's back. Years ago, I was up in Burketown in North Queensland.
Yeah.
Young stupid, and I had a catfish hanging off me hook.
Yeah.
and I sunk the boot into it and dropped me like a bag of shit. Didn't know what hit me.
Yep.
I looked at me boot and the hole shot right up me leg and I went, what the hell?
Oh.
And there on top of me boot was the top of the spine that or spike that had busted off into me foot.
Oh, oh Jesus, Macca.
Excruciating, guys. Ow. If you look. And so what happened? Went down to the local clinic in Burktown back in the day, and they gave me a that we had an Aboriginal fella at camp with us, telling me you're gonna get gangrene from that.
Oh, he's just Mackie. You just tried the accent there. I had to let you go, mate.
Didn't need that detail.
Prior to the accent, I was all for it.
Beautiful.
So just transitioning there into the accent probably required us to pull the fader down on Macca.
Thank you, Macca. What do you got on Insta, William?
We had Katrina who said, when I was a kid, my sister and I had a competition on a long car trip to see who could fit the most foil in their belly button.
What a great competition.
That is so fun.
I have a very deep belly button and was positive that I hadn't got it all out.
Yeah.
And then I told my family for years they didn't believe me. Then when I was pregnant, my belly button was shallow enough for me to pull out a small ball of foil.
Isn't that funny? Oh, it was in there.
Yeah, eventually.
Oh, wow.
Got any others?
We had Matt. Oh. We had Anonymous.
Oh,
I can't do it now. Anonymous Matt.
You don't know which Matt. There's a lot of Matts out there.
So many Matts.
It was a Lego man head up his bum when he was three.
Oh, right. His brother put it there?
He says it wasn't one of the big Duplo ones. I'm not a weirdo.
All right. No one's saying you're a weirdo because you got a Lego thing up your bum, mate. What's weird about that? Clint's in Diamond Creek. Hello, Clint.
Yeah, hi, good morning, guys. My dad had a car accident when he was, I don't know, about 20 or whatever, and then over 20 years later, he out popped a bit of windscreen out of his cheek.
Oh, my God. We were just talking about an old mate of Loz's who had glass pop out of his arm weeks after he'd cut it on a window.
Yeah, it was over 20 years.
Just wow.
Got a lump in his cheek and, yeah, pimple and bang, popped out the bit of windscreen and still got it in a frame on his mantelpiece to this day.
Oh,
wonderful.
Nice. Yeah.
Why not?
Collector's item. Good on you, Clint. Michael in Werribee.
Hello, Michael.
Yeah, good morning.
Michael. Go.
I had a growth on my left side stuck in me for 20 years and ended up being malignant.
Yeah.
And the doctors said they couldn't help me.
Right.
But then I got divorced and got rid of it.
Oh, I see what you've done.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
The UK's most married man has revealed he's moving to a care home as a single man because his eight wives has worn his body out.
Oh, okay.
74-year-old Ron Shepherd says he's no longer well enough for romance due to his failing health. He's a father of eight.
Okay.
He's now got a range of medical conditions. Speaking to the Daily Mail, he says, my health's not good now.
Right.
Mm. I think it's possible all my wives have worn my body out over the years.
What an awful problem.
How many wives has he had?
Eight, didn't you say?
No, he's a father of eight.
Yeah. Father of he's also had eight wives.
He's had eight wives.
Yeah. Jeez, expensive.
Bloody hell. God almighty. The mental and physical stress of the divorces has also taken its toll.
Of course.
Well, I mean, eight ladies can't be wrong.
Yeah.
I think it could be you, Ron.
Maybe they're onto something.
Ron, I reckon you're a dead shit.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M.
What are we doing here?
We want to talk about stylish men. Here you go.
I've got it. Found it. I was enjoying our off-air conversation so much, I was distracted.
You can usually work your way around, but you just
still fly blind. Items no stylish man should have.
Now, this is a good list.
No stylish man should have these items.
Right.
The website Ape to Gentleman. Have listed the looks that men should avoid in fashion.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a little message. It's a PSA as much as anything. If you've got any of this gear, throw it out.
Yeah.
Give it to charity.
Absolutely.
3/4 length shorts.
Oh, they've never been in.
Is that like a capri?
They definitely have.
Imagine all those blokes out there wearing 3/4 length shorts now that are hearing the bad news.
I think they're back.
Yeah.
What? I've seen like a Bailey Smith type wearing jean shorts that long.
Oh, I don't know. Really? Maybe he's made a faux pas.
It's like this article in another part of it also mentions Speedos, which are well and truly back in fashion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They are. That's true.
Spray-on jeans.
Skinny jeans.
Deep V-neck T-shirts have to go.
Oh, yeah, too far.
They are. Look at, well, if you can see, if a man's got cleavage under his T-shirt.
And he can see it.
No. gigantic logos are out. They've given the example of Gucci, but you know,
it could be anything.
Could be anything.
Yeah.
Muscle fit shirts. So blokes in business shirts that are so tight, it's ridiculous.
Buttons are popping off.
Buttons are popping off and biceps are bulging. I've got to stop wearing shirts like that.
You had a new jumper on last night.
The old slim fits.
I really liked your cable knit yesterday.
I love that cable knit.
You should wear that
in. Yeah, you should.
I wore that on Dirty Laundry Live years and years and years ago with Lawrence Mooney, and he told me I look like Mrs. Muir from The Ghost of Mrs. Muir.
I'm not familiar with the ghost.
Reference is lost on that. Yeah.
I look like the ghost from The Ghost and Mrs. Muir. Bring up the ghost.
It's not a positive.
No, it was not a positive.
Oh.
That'd hurt. And that's what Moon and I do to each other. We hurt each other. The distressed trend is out now.
Oh, with like deliberate holes everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I agree. That is definitely out.
Worldly jewellery.
What's worldly jewellery?
Like literally, this example is beads with the map of Africa at the bottom of them. Yeah. I don't know who in their right mind would ever wear that.
I'd get tangled up.
They call it the accessory equivalent of a tribal tattoo.
Oh, right, okay.
Novelty underwear's out.
Oh, that's a pity.
There goes my crocodile G-string, which I pull out for occasions.
Because you've become a fun sock guy.
Member
as well.
In the top jaw and balls in the bottom jaw. Never smile at a crocodile, sweetheart. That's what I say when I wear those around the lounge room.
How does that work out for you?
You just died.
As you can imagine. Never smile at a crocodile unless you want him to come and sit next to you. Thongs with jeans, I've been saying it for years.
Yeah, I hate that.
Square-toed shoes. I
mean, they've never been a thing, surely.
These, no, like that.
Awful. Oh. And the leather blazer. I mean, who's ever worn a leather blazer?
In the 80s.
Oh, my God.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Barack Obama's team has reportedly caused deep offence to Australia's First Nations people after a Wurundjeri elder was dumped from giving the Welcome to Country to the former president's speaking tour.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't do that.
What's happened?
He was in Melbourne on stage at John Cain Arena last night. Indigenous Australian elder Auntie Joy Murphy says she was told by Obama's staff she was being dropped from the lineup because she was being too difficult. In a statement released by Auntie Joy, she says the only thing she asked for was to have a support person present and the opportunity to present a traditional gift to Mr. Obama.
Right.
Auntie Joy's performed a welcome to country ceremonies for the likes of the Queen and Nelson Mandela, so she's clearly up to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's disappointing.
Oh, he'll make an he'll make an apology, surely. Obama?
I don't know.
He's an old pro.
Is he?
Well, he won't let
is.
This float around.
No.
This is awful. How crap's your car is the question we're asking now. How crap is it?
Or was it indeed?
Mm. Tell us about the crappest car you ever owned, like the Volkswagen I had, 72.
You paid a lot of money for that.
$900.
Yeah.
And it had no heater. And it had a hole in the floor. And I used to have to drive it with a little blanket on my lap.
You're like the Flintstones.
It was ridiculous. And then if you accelerated too hard, the accelerator cable would flip over in the back and it would go like this. I'd have to pull over, shut it off, get out, open the back, flick it back over and away. I had better acceleration control than Craig Lowndes when I drove back home. You really had to ease it on.
I think he drove with a blanket on his lap.
He did, for a lot of his career. He had a little blanket, a little driving blanket. A beaten-up Mitsubishi Lancer missing its bonnet and a door has been impounded after its owner was caught driving the rust and graffiti-riddled car on public roads.
Have a look at it.
Oh, my God.
Look at it. Where did he think he was going in that?
I don't know.
The 18-year-old owner who bought the car for $100, I mean, that's a good buy, was pulled over by traffic police in Bayswater.
Right.
Not in Melbourne.
Northeast of Perth.
Northeast of Perth. It's a little bit further up the hill.
Yeah. Bayswater in the western suburbs.
Yes. You got to go fairway west, mate, and you'll hit Bayswater. It's about 4 days away. Images taken by Western Australia Police show one of the green sedan's back doors and its bonnets were missing, as well as the back bumper and the number plate.
Right.
It is just a shell of a car.
Can't believe it moves.
How crap is your car?
133 53.
How crap was your car? See, it doesn't help. It's not smart to drive around a car if some of the graffiti on it says cop hunter and F cops.
Oh, no, yeah.
And cop hunter spelt differently.
Yes. You're asking for trouble.
You're
here.
Asking for trouble, particularly because you've got no bonnet and no back door.
No.
Yeah.
I was going to pay $150 until I saw the cop hunter.
Yeah. I was like, mate, could you do it for $100? I'm not comfortable with the cop hunter stuff.
Yeah.
Don't say it 10 times as fast as you can.
No.
I'll try it.
Not this morning.
Cop hunter, 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 cop hunter.
That is extraordinary.
That was really good. Will, you should have a go. Troy, you should have a go.
No, I've got myself in all sorts of problems.
Careful. I'm going to. I'm just going to say it's cop hunter, cop hunter, cop hunter.
Stop, please. Stop. How crap's your car? 133-53. Give us a call.
And say cop hunter 10 times.
It's like that game where you're stabbing your fingers.
One of my first cars had the very first digital dashboards.
Oh, yeah.
And the sun would come over my shoulder and I wouldn't be able to see anything. And the petrol gauge would show that it was full and it wasn't. So those sort of type of things. So you'd run out of fuel quite often.
Oh, God, petrol gauges were a nightmare, weren't they?
They were never reliable.
Yeah. Adrian's in Bundoora. Good morning, Adrian. How are you going?
Yeah, going well, guys. How you going?
Wonderful. Yeah, Did you have a crap car, Adrian?
Oh, certainly. I've had a few of them, actually. But I reckon the one that's taken the cake was when I was at uni back in the 90s. And I was lucky enough to score a 1966 Toyota Corona.
Beautiful cars.
Beautiful car, yeah. And I don't know how he got it roadworthy, but long story short, it was a 3 on the tree. And the gear lever was actually a screwdriver.
Oh, good.
And it had a radiator problem, so I was always carrying around 5 bottles of water in the back seat next to the cassette player that was running on batteries. But I could always see it through the floor underneath the pedals in my car. That was good because I was easily able to identify when the gear linkages broke. So I had a bag of bolts sitting in my glove box that I could just physically pull over and climb underneath the car and bolt it back together.
My God.
Worst car ever.
What a disaster.
Crappy cars, Marty.
Crappy cars, a bloke in Perth. In Bayswater, ironically. He had a car that had no bonnet, no back door. Graffiti all over it, including F cops.
Yeah, I mean, he's just asking for trouble.
The front bumper was being held on with zip ties. No brake lights.
Paid $100 for it?
He also faces separate charges, the 18-year-old, after he was allegedly found with a taser.
Oh, really?
Sounds like a good kid.
Yeah, sure does.
One of the good ones, that kid.
Louise in Geelong. How crap was your car, Louise?
I used to get around in a dedicated gas Ford, and it had a problem with the air intake where I would be driving at 100 kilometres an hour and it would stall on me.
Oh, no. That's frightening.
Yeah, and it used to happen in peak hour going over the Westgate Bridge.
Of course,
really fun.
That's stressful.
Yeah. Oh my if it's God. Ever going to happen, you want it on the the Westgate Bridge.
I always worry about that in the tunnel too, thinking if your car breaks down in the tunnel.
Oh, my
terrifying.
God. Automatic car stall.
I don't know.
Louise is gone.
You've asked the wrong room. I just don't know.
It's fact check, Loz, I think.
Yeah, good one for fact check,
Deb.
Loz.
Deb in Geelong. Hey, Deb.
Hello, Deb.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Good. Wonderful, Deb. Did you have a crap car?
Yeah, sure did. Back in the 80s, in the good old days, I had a Ford Escort, two-door Ford Escort, yellow, bright yellow. You go around the corner too fast and the door would open.
Oh, no. Yeah, you really don't want that.
No.
Thanks, Deb. All right, Peter in Mount Eliza, Marty.
Hello, Peter.
G'day, Marty. Great show. Love your show.
Good on you, Peter.
Back in the 80s, I had a HQ Holden Monaro coupe. Which is a nice car now, but back then it was a piece of junk.
Yeah.
And it leaked and burnt so much oil that every morning when I put petrol in it, I knew the guy at the servo. He'd come out with 4 litres of old oil from other people's oil changes and give it to me, and I'd top up the oil as well. When I got a roadworthy in it, I pressure washed all underneath because it was coated in oil.
Of course.
It meant it never rusted, which was great. But they put it up on the hoist, and I wore a beanie, and I walked underneath the car and rubbed my head along the stump to get all the oil off it when they checked it.
Nice one, Peter.
Thanks,
always
Peter.
Thinking.
How crap was smart. Your car? Karen in Donvale, Marty.
Hello, Karen.
Hi, how you going?
Wonderful, Karen. How crap was your car?
Really crap, and the 80s seemed to be the theme.
Mm-hmm.
My dream car was a VW Beetle, 1966.
Yes.
I had to have that car, and the key was stuck in the ignition, so I used to start my car with a knife every day.
Bad stuff.
Okay, that was the way, stick it in with the key and start my car.
Yeah.
And if there was any threat of rain, I couldn't drive my car without a passenger because the little generator light used to sort of teeter on and sort of like play with me at uncertain times.
Yeah.
And if it was starting to rain, I had to have a passenger because the windscreen wipers would just not work. So there was a little piece of string on each windscreen wiper, and I used to say, pull, pull. And then I.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Australian Grand Prix. Oh, good start for the birdie this morning. Australian Grand Prix chairman Paul Little has flagged for the first time his hopes of Melbourne's Formula One event becoming a night race.
Oh, that would be good.
Billionaire
businessman
and former Visit Victoria chair Mr. Little said he hoped the Grand Prix could be staged under lights at Albert Park in the next 10 years.
Right.
That'd be great.
Because at the moment it's late arvo, isn't it?
Yeah, it's sort of twilight, isn't it, Matthew? The actual race on Sunday, is it a twilight race?
He's walked out.
He's walked out. He's just walked out.
He literally just walked out.
He didn't even look at you.
He did not even look.
Don't worry.
He'll know.
It's a twilight race, Matthew.
What's the time of the Grand Prix race?
2:30. It's lights out.
2:30 is lights out.
Is that your bedtime?
It's by phase.
Lights out?
Yeah, that's what they say when it means like it's green lights because they go all the red lights and then they
disappear. Oh, right.
Lights
okay.
Out.
Yeah, no.
Are you sure it's 2:30?
Nope.
I think it's 3.
I think it's later than that. Did you just run in here and make up a time?
Well, I didn't hear the context. I was out answering calls for yearbook.
Go on. Oh, my God. What are you doing in here?
Because you
get back out there.
Oh, for God's
Melbourne's,
sake.
Matthew, stick around. Melbourne's e-scooter trial's been extended and expanded. I know you'll love that.
This I know everything about.
From April 5. The state government will extend its trial of Lime and Neuron scooters. So does that mean they're not picking either carrier?
No. Yeah, both will still be available.
To both.
Yeah, both. Just get an extension.
Are they eventually going to pick one?
Huh. I'm not sure. I don't think there's
it's
any point.
It's good having the two options.
It is.
A competition?
Is there competition or are they priced the same?
They're priced a little bit differently but pretty similar. Marginally, but the Lime scooters go a little faster.
They've got
a little bit more oomph in them.
They're also going to permit private scooters to be ridden on the road for the first time. Well, that's going to end in tears for everyone.
I thought I've seen private scooters before.
Yeah.
That's illegal.
Oh, I have plenty of time. I know people with scooters.
The age limit will also be lowered, meaning 16-year-olds will now be able to ride the scooters. Schools across the state are banning kids from bringing Prime energy drink through the gates, with the drink reportedly fueling schoolyard trading in caffeinated drinks.
Oh.
It's a little black market going on.
Is this the Logan Paul one?
Yes.
It is. It contains 200 milligrams of caffeine and is only legal because of a loophole in our labelling laws allowing the drink to identify as a supplement.
Oh, no.
I don't like that. Sport!
Sport!
Josh Dunkley plays his old side tonight when the Western Bulldogs face the Brisbane Lions at Marvel. Catch the action from 7 on your radio and on listener as Triple M, Ross Footy.
That's Birdie. Time for yearbook, our memory association game, Marty. I'll ask you a question about which year something happened, and you guys just have to work out when that was. Got a bit of audio for
you. It's my favourite game, Troy.
It is. You like this one, but you're not. The scoreboard.
Hey.
What's the scoreboard saying?
Don't make him feel bad about himself.
No. I'd never like to do
what's
that.
What's it saying?
But one win for you this year.
Yeah.
Will's on 6.
Okay.
Lozzie, you're on 2.
Oh. I've had a good year.
You've had a great year.
Yeah, you've had some annoying years.
No, but he's very good. Yeah. He's very good. Straight sets many times.
Chance for you to be part of this, of course, and we'll send you out for dinner tonight. A couple hundred bucks to go to your local.
Yes.
Chameth from South Melbourne.
Chameth!
Chameth!
Hey guys, how's it going?
Chamath is William's old friend from school.
We think.
Yeah. Chamath, is that you?
I can confirm, yep.
Yes, Chamath, who's currently doing a tour of Melbourne. Yes. And if you're a fan of the podcast, you'll know that Chamath's been taking some photos of things we reference on the show. How's the trip going, Chamath?
Yeah, it's awesome so far. It's great to see all the places I've just heard on the radio for the last few years.
And you're here for the Grand Prix?
Yeah, I am.
Brilliant.
Awesome. Going to race day?
I'll be there all 4 days, mate.
Wow.
Jeez,
excellent.
Very
definitive
good.
One fan. Who would you like to represent you today, Chamath?
I love all of you guys, but I think I've got to go for my boy Will, right?
It would be ridiculous if you went to school together and then he picked Lauren. Yeah,
when I was in grade six, Chamath was in year one and I was his buddy.
That's so lovely.
I didn't realise that was the connection.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Good luck, Chamath.
Yeah.
How lovely.
The same house in primary school.
Oh, what was the house?
Danes, it was called.
Danes house. Of course it was. It was old mate. Danes. Couldn't just be yellow, could it? Like the rest of us. Yeah. I was in blue.
I was in Mercy.
Mercy?
Oh, Mercy.
At a girls' school?
Our Lady of Mercy College. Wait, was that... Anyway.
Danielle and Craigie Byrne with us, Marty.
Danielle, how are you going?
I'm good, you?
I'm wonderful, mate. Who would you like to represent you this morning?
Oh, look, Marty, I think it's pretty obvious. I have to go, Lawrence.
Oh, that's pretty obvious. How did I become calipers?
You have.
It's been over quite a long period of time now. I'm going last in the draw.
Casey in Bayswater North, Marty.
Hello, Casey.
Hello, how are you?
Wonderful. You've got me, mate.
I was going to pick you anyway.
Well, you'll always have Bayswater North as well, Casey, so you're very lucky.
Oh, excellent. Thank you.
Good. Here we go.
May I have that highlighter, please?
What is that banging noise, Matthew?
It would appear someone might be hammering into the roof above us.
Are you joking?
Where is it?
I heard it before when you were playing another bed. I thought it was part
of
the
music.
Someone's trapped in the basement.
I mean,
is that you touching the desk?
It's not. It sounds like it's in this room.
It's got a full Joseph Fritzl feel.
Okay. All right, speaking of which,
you could get a schnitzel for dinner. The old Joseph Fritzl, thank you, with chips.
First question, a slight enhancement to yearbook as well this morning, Marty.
Okay, good.
Enhancement.
Best of three, first to two. We're changing it.
We're changing it.
Yeah, a little
bit
of a...
48 minutes if we don't do that.
Ready for the first question here. What year did Tom Hawkins kick his 600th career goal?
Who would know?
600?
I thought you'd know this, Will.
Oh, did you?
I just thought that he would know.
I'm going to be guessing.
Yeah, we're all going to be guessing. Yeah. I don't even know how many goals he's kicked.
600. He wouldn't have kicked.
Everyone in?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm going to go unders and go 19.
I said 17.
21.
2020.
Yes.
Oh. Do we know what he's on?
So close.
No, I don't have that info.
Maybe for fact check.
Yeah.
All right. Got 735. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, 735. That'd be right.
You could win it here, Will.
Oh,
this next one correct. What year did Christopher Reeve pass away?
Pass away, yeah.
Remember he had that accident from the horse?
Yes, it was a terrible accident.
I've got no idea.
Broke his first and second vertebrae.
I think he was quadriplegic.
Yes.
Yes, he was.
What year was it that he passed away?
He was a great friend of Robin Williams.
Yeah.
And they really spent a lot of time together.
Mm.
I'm guessing.
Me too.
Are you in? Yeah. I went 2010.
I said 04.
07.
2004.
Yeah!
Oh, there it is.
Loza. 1-8.
Scoreboard pressure.
Sorry, Christopher, for laughing.
No, it's not about Christopher.
I know.
No. Question three here. What year was the movie Kill Bill Volume 1 released?
Volume 1.
Yeah. Kill Bill. Took $180 million at the box office.
Did it really?
Had a $30 million budget. It was Tarantino's most successful movie.
A year popped into my mind and I'm going with it. Are we all in?
Yeah.
I said 98.
I went 99.
Oh, 03.
2003!
Yeah! Yeah!
That's a win for you!
Yes, Danielle!
Yes, Lauren, you are bloody champion!
Yeah.
Yes!
Enjoy dinner on us!
I just want to get the facts. I want the facts. I'll give you the facts.
Time for fact check.
Yes, and if you can hear banging in the background, we can too. I mean, it amazes me that people are banging in a radio station. But
the soundproofed room.
I think it's the business below us.
Just doing some renovations.
Doing some renos.
Yeah, we'll push on.
No, of course we will.
Yeah. Just, yeah.
Bit of hammer noise won't stop us.
Right under a studio. It's not distracting at all.
Nah, you'd be right, mate. Go for it.
Yeah.
We spoke about the first anesthesia.
Anesthesia.
It's a hard word to say.
It's a hard word to
say. Using the word on this day.
Yeah. Mm. On this day in 1842, anesthesia is used for the first time in surgery. God, could you imagine being the first bloke? Wow. They said, hey, you don't have to bite on the stick. We've got something for you.
Yeah. What?
Nothing.
Oh. So early God, I have to say anesthesia a lot of times this time. Can be traced.
Just say A.
Yeah.
Early A. Oh. Is that something else?
Early A.
Early A. Can be traced back to ancient times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Greeks, Chinese, and Incas. Mm. But one of the first European accounts occurred in the 1200s.
Of anesthesia?
When Theodoric of Lucca, an Italian physician and bishop, used sponges soaked with opium and mandragora.
Yeah.
From the mandrake plant.
I think you can still get it at the body shop.
Surgical pain relief.
What a reference.
Up until the mid-1800s, however, surgeons could not offer patients much more than opium, alcohol, or a bullet to bite on.
Opium would be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get enough of that into you.
To deal with the pain of surgery. Britain's Daily Mail describes medicine during the US Civil War as a grisly ordeal.
Oh,
yeah.
A blood-curdling range of saws, knives, and sharp hooks were used to administer much-needed surgery to maimed fighters.
Oh, if you were on the battlefield and, you know, you had a giant injury, I mean, God almighty, you'd rather die than someone try and fix it.
Yeah.
Rather than being comfortably anesthetized, the soldiers had to grit their teeth through the pain of having their limbs amputated.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
No.
So in the 17th and 18th centuries, it marked a rapid increase of knowledge of how the heart and lungs worked, and they were able to slowly introduce nitrous oxide. For teeth, the extraction of teeth.
Yes.
And then go forward into anesthetic.
Mm. I remember in Master and Commander.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that.
That kid and like the leather strap he's got to chew on.
Thank you.
Give him some whiskey or something.
I'd rather you just punched me out.
Absolutely. Bonk me on the head.
Okay, I will.
What an invitation.
Do you mean bonk?
On?
Bonk?
Bonk.
Oh, okay, you heard, guys.
Wow.
That's consent as far as I'm concerned.
To bonk on the head.
Of course. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. You're right, buddy.
You could say dink me on the head.
Dink me.
Dink, that's what you do on a bike, dink, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can dink me on
the head. I can do that too if you want. Okay. I could dock you on the head.
No!
Okay, come on.
What else you got, Loza?
What are you Googling?
Bonk.
Bonk me on
head
the head.
Bonks.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Okay. We get it.
Jeopardy on this day.
1964, Jeopardy premieres on US television.
Didn't it have a go in Australia?
Yeah, it had a go in Australia.
Yeah,
didn't it have a reboot at some point as well?
Yeah, I can't remember who hosted it.
Well, you'll be happy to know. There was a couple of versions. There was some in the 70s, but I don't think they were really proper Jeopardy.
Hmm.
That was first hosted by Bob Sanders and later Graham Webb. Mal Walden.
Mal Walden.
That's the one
Channel 10's Mal Walden.
And Mal Walden and Andrew Harwood. And that involved students from various Australian schools and colleges.
Right.
But then in 1993, there was a version based on the current 1984 version of Jeopardy.
Hmm.
Which was hosted by Tony Barber.
Tony Barber.
Yeah. How wonderful. Well.
But
that must have been when he left SAIL.
Yes.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Hosted by former SAIL Century host. But then that rated poorly and was cancelled 6 months after its premiere.
Tough one for Tony.
But guys.
Yeah.
This year.
No way.
The Nine Network is bringing an Australian version of Jeopardy.
Wow.
Hosted by Stephen Fry. Hosting it in the UK, filmed there, with Australian expat contestants.
Wow.
That is great.
Yeah.
To be shown on Australian screens.
Correct.
Wow.
On the Nine Network.
That's
how
cool.
good is that?
It's a convoluted way to crowbar Stephen Fry into a show, isn't it?
Definitely.
Well,
no one from Australia could do that job, Stephen.
They've done that with another show
but
here.
They do it all the time. It's arsery.
I thought it was fun.
No, I did too. I liked it.
We had Matthew run back in here before because he is our F1 correspondent.
Always has been.
Always.
No, I'm not a correspondent.
Oh, you've been very good.
Well, you're the most knowledgeable among us.
Oh, no, I think William. Anyway.
You're more of an F1 fan.
Mm. Who's your favourite F1 driver?
Charles Leclerc.
Charles Leclerc.
Charles Leclerc.
Charles Leclerc.
Won here last year.
Chocolat Leclerc. is my favourite driver. Mm. Not as fast as the other guys, but
yeah,
still filled with cream.
What?
Yeah.
What are you doing? What?
You are the executive producer of this show.
May I remind you?
I say not as fast as the other guys, and he goes, yes, but still filled with cream.
What are you implying?
Chocolate
eclair. Chocolate
eclair. Down at the patisserie.
We have to get out of here.
Yeah.
Wait, you got well, one more. Andy, you were wrong. The race starts at 3, not 2:30.
William corrected me at the time. Okay. Cool.
Well, they told me to bring it up.
Good.
Wow.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Let's turn us on and go with the back end. Brilliant. That has been the full show dump. Get in touch anytime through Insta, Marty Sheargold Show. William, over to you. You're in charge of those messages.
Thank you, Troy. A little wink.
It's always
a little wink.
A wink.
Don't always give me welcome. That off. I don't give you any winks, do I?
I love when people wink.
Me too. Yeah, and I'm not a winker. William.
Yeah.
I'll wink occasionally.
Yeah, you throw the odd wink around.
Yeah. Has Matt Damon made a new film with Ben Affleck?
Yes, he has.
Yeah, it's called Air.
Who do you think's going to act who under the table in that one?
You tell me.
Matt Damon.
Is what?
They're going to act
no,
on...
No,
correct.
Yes!
No,
that's
no.
my...
I never know whose team I'm on.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck is a far better actor than Matt Damon.
It's just simply untrue.
It's not untrue. Actually, let's do the poll.
We've done it.
Yeah,
and
Matt Damon dominated. It was like 70%.
What's happened to him? Jesus
His
Christ.
His eyebrow. I was
you know who Matt Damon starting to look like? His own grandmother.
Well, he'd be in his 50s now.
Mm.
Oh, gee, Willy Winkers.
No, his eyebrow is like
I reckon he'd be about 53, 54.
Nah,
Matt Damon.
Absolutely not.
You know,
late 50s?
Nah. Oh, you reckon?
Mid 50s.
52. There you go.
Yeah, I thought he was in his 50s.
Gee, Willy Winkers. Mm. He's got to stop sloping on his side.
Mm.
So do I. Jesus.
I have typed into Google define bonk.
Yeah.
And I've got two definitions here because it just came from fact check. I can use them in a sentence. Mm-hmm. He bonked his head on the plane's low bulkhead.
Yeah, bonked his head.
And the other one is, I don't think that bonking the boss is a wise career strategy.
That's the one I was thinking. Right.
Very apt for you, mate.
Yeah.
I haven't bonked any bosses.
Oh.
Yet. Oh, it's so hard.
Oh, loza.
And nor will I.
And the Norwella.
And the Norwella.
And the Norwella.
Bonking. No,
well,
so
let's
hard.
Just see, mate. What if just as a hypothetical, a boss here, a big boss here, said to you, if you don't sleep with me, you're out the door.
Jeez, I hope that doesn't happen here.
Or we'll give you your own breakfast show.
Wow. Ultimatum.
Jeez.
I would turn around to that man and I would say, shush, you're on. You're back. No, I wouldn't. No. I'd say, excuse you, I'm calling Marty.
And so do I f*** him?
Yeah.
So I f*** him and you get the job?
Yes.
All right.
I'm what's in it for Marty.
Everything.
Shits and giggles.
No, I would never leave this amazing job that I have here with you fine people.
We'll see. That's what they all say.
I've heard that before.
Oh, my God. I've heard it so many times. And then one day they stand up crying and say, I've got a better job. I've got a go.
What's better than this? Honestly, I say this every day. I had this conversation with someone last night, didn't I, William?
Mm.
You did.
I've been asked to join another team.
I will see ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. Don't let the gate hit you in the ass. Off.
We're friends, though.
None of that is directed at you.
No.
Not one bit of it.
No. Don't bonk your head on the gate on the way out.
If you came to me and said, I've had a really great job offer, what do you think I'd do? I'd say, you should ring Matthew and give him your pass today, sweets.
Today.
Today.
This is just...
Good knowing ya.
I would never. Why has this become this?
Just to see your reaction.
Anyway, back to bonking the boss. I would never.
Mm. No, who would?
Ooh, what's
from Chummoth.
Chummoth.
Who we just heard from today.
He's my new favourite. I didn't realise he was you were his
your buddy.
Bubble
buddy. Not bubble buddy.
What is it?
Not bubble buddy.
School buddy. Were you potting Chummoth? I've been dying to ask.
Chummoth was like six.
It was the truth that his nickname was Chummouth.
Excuse me.
I think his nickname was actually maybe nip that out.
Dip that out?
Dip it out.
Maybe dip your finger in that.
Chumuth, we were asking for context, yes, and this is what he did for his drive around the Melbourne and Victorian area.
What a fantastic drive. I mean, if you had the time, you would say to everyone, do that drive.
Oh, I've done it.
You've done it.
I even jumped on the car ferry from Sorrento over to Queenscliff, but it's very underwhelming to go that side at the end of your drive. That's all.
To go, which way did you go?
I went clockwise around Port Phillip Bay. So I went down the beautiful...
It's better doing it the other way around.
You need to go the other way.
Yeah.
Do a bit of highway work. Get yourself down through Geelong.
Yeah, you want to end on the East Link, not on the roadworks at the West Gate Bridge.
Yes.
Yeah, it's true.
That's not fun.
Have we explained what Chumuth has done for the listeners, by the way?
Chumuth has been visiting Melbourne this weekend for the Grand Prix. He's a big F1 fan.
Mm-hmm.
And he has gone and visited some of the places that we've talked about in the show. The Pope's Eye.
Yes. Yeah.
He's called them the Mattractions.
Mattractions. Nice. The Pope's Eye was one.
Chinaman's Hat.
Chapel Street.
Lame Duck.
The Lame Duck.
Gruber's Office.
Oh, that's right. And that's right. He went to Werrell Street North Melbourne. Where Fisk is filmed.
Yeah. Well done.
So but brilliant.
This particular drive is circumnavigating the Port Phillip Bay in Victoria.
It's pretty much like around the bay, the bike ride.
Yeah. Down the peninsula, which Lauren learnt was land.
Not over the water. Right.
I just re-listened to that. Someone told me to listen to it again.
It's fine.
It's just not something I ever thought about.
No, you don't. You grow up knowing it just as the Mornington Peninsula is what it is.
There's water there.
Mm.
I know Odomina Chats aren't everyone's favourite, but I thought this was particularly good from Skellywags.
Odomina Chats?
Mm. Yeah. Look at what his odometer reads.
Nice.
1-3-3-5-8.
It's our phone number.
Gee, that's good.
8 out of 100.
I was up at the 536 going 5 and 3 is 8, 6.
Carry the 1.
I couldn't get any of it.
16 degrees.
Mm.
Not bad at comedy. 8 litres per 100 car. Very excited about that.
It'll be a diesel.
That's
what I get.
Yeah. Laughing animals.
Mm.
So what animals did we discover could laugh?
Mongooses.
Mongeese.
Apes.
Rats.
Cows. The mouse.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
some birds.
Spotify always open.
I Googled that dolphins, too. Apparently they laugh.
Dolphins.
Tell me when you're ready to play it and I'll pull it up.
Adam got in touch and said we would enjoy this clip of donkeys laughing.
Oh, okay.
Because the clip for context is a dog getting shocked by a... a fence.
And the donkeys are laughing.
And then the donkey laughs.
Mm. I think this will be brilliant.
Yeah.
Who's filming that?
So the dog.
Dog got shocked.
Oh my God, that donkey is full on laughing.
Once all the animals had calmed down and their fight or flight mechanism had subsided, the donkey's gone.
Poor dog, though.
Oh, that
poor
dog.
Puppy.
He was off. I think it was a boxer, too.
Yeah, it looked like a boxer.
Mm. Have you ever touched an electric fence?
Yeah.
It's a weird feeling.
It is.
It's strange.
It's
really
like a dull.
Yes.
It's like a dull shock.
It's certainly not like in Jurassic Park.
No. When I did it, it felt like someone slapped me on the back.
Mm.
Mm.
Like?
It wasn't dull is what I'm saying. Anyway.
Oh, well, I wasn't sure what you meant.
It was thrilling.
Wow.
Do it again.
Let me just back up
hold
to this
back
again.
In my neck. Strangle me a little bit. Just a bit. Don't stop me breathing. Shut up and do it. Do it. Yeah.
What's happening?
I'm improvising.
Shut up and drive.
Drive my a-
Make sure you edit that out.
You've been saying that kind of stuff all morning. Like, before he took a sandwich, a bite of his sandwich, he was like, stick that in your face, you No one was even engaging with him.
He's just talking to himself. Oh, you're about done.
Back done?
Well, we'll do one more. This is from Mel. Catching up on the podcast, talking about annoying things your partner does. My husband never refills the toilet paper.
I hate that.
Yeah, it is frustrating.
Lots does that all the time. Mm.
And then she's sent through this photo. This is how he also leaves it when he eventually goes to get it. And he's just...
Put it on.
Honestly,
on the thing.
That's pathetically lazy.
Just had to turn it.
He's It's actually harder to get it to balance on top of the toilet roll holder than it is to just put it on.
It turns it so it's just sitting flat like that until then. And I refuse. I'm like, you are the one that used it up. So then I will do it as well. And then it gets to the point where there's none left and it's going to slip through and it's just so frustrating.
Even then you won't just pop it on?
I do.
Will give me the
and
shits.
He knows you will.
I know.
Fingers?
Fingers.
Alrighty.
Oh,
get in touch with us.
Three
Insta at Marty Sheagold Show. Chat to you next time. Triple M. Bad up.
Oh.
Carl. No,
Peter
Adele.
Timms.
Frank Morgan.
Hello, hello. The Marty Sheagold Show on Triple M.